Catherine Moy collaborated with Melanie on the book American Mourning, and lately she's been working on another project, I believe, to look into what is or is not true about Senator Barack Obama's personal history, family history. Ms. Moy, as you know, a few weeks ago when the story made the rounds that Barack Obama, as a young child, attended a school in Indonesia that was said to be a madrasa where Muslim children are, frankly, taught to hate non-Muslims. His campaign came out very quickly with a denial. They said it was a very conventional Catholic school. Is that the end of the story?
Not at all. Good morning to you all. It is not the end of this story. The fact is that when CNN came out to attack that story by insight, they did a really poor job. What they did was go to visit the school now, which is more than 30 years past the time Barack Obama was there as a student, and they talked to one person who was at school with him, who was a friend and a great supporter, not exactly the most credible source. From what I found, and I yesterday interviewed a man, Andy Martin, who is a Republican, but once ran in the primaries against, well, wouldn't have been against him, Barack Obama, but he's looking for Barack Obama's senatorial seat. He started doing the research on this. I interviewed him yesterday. He said it was not a madrasa, but that they did teach the Quran, and they did teach that Jews are pigs. So that, it, you know, those kind of things that the Quran teaches, all of the things in the Quran that offend so many, he was taught.
A major British newspaper, the Daily Mail out of London, was out yesterday with a story that said much of the family history that Senator Obama writes about in his book, especially the stuff about his father, is frankly greatly fictional. Do you have any information on that?
Yes, I read that article as well, and I did speak to Mr. Martin about this. Mr. Martin continues to do research on Barack Obama because he feels that he has flat-out lied to the public. And, yes, the fact is that Barack Obama has lied over and over again in his books about his family. His father was married at least three times while married to his mother, Barack Obama's mother. So he was a polygamist, but the media do nothing about that when they're beating up Mitt Romney like a rented mule over it. Mr. Martin is not, he says that this story is not peaking now, but it'll take Barack Obama out.
You know who will not bring this stuff up?
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton will never bring this up.
Well, here is the problem, or it's not the problem. Hillary Clinton won't say it with her own lips, but Mr. Martin has told me that his research that he did on Barack Obama, that's where Mrs. Clinton got it and leaked it, and that's where you first got your stories from Insight.
Mel, anything you want to add to this?
I just, I'm sitting here absorbing all this information, and I'm thinking about how the mainstream media is going to ignore this story, but we're not going to let that happen. In fact, I'm looking at Carl Cameron from Fox News, and I think that Fox News might be interested in knowing that their original reporting on this is vindicated.
Absolutely. And last night, actually, I was a little bit perturbed. Hannity and Combs had a black columnist, and I can't track him down anywhere. That he apparently wrote something about this church that Barack Obama attends now. And, of course, you know, Combs was attacking him and saying, how do you know you haven't been there? Well, you know what? You don't have to go there. You can go to the website and listen to what they have to say. And I'm telling you, it is going to make people's eyeballs pop clean out of their heads.
Well, I've got to say to you, Kat, be careful. What I would recommend that you do is put up a really great picture of yourself on the website, because Media Matters, which is listening to every word that we say on this radio station and transcribing it, is going to put a bullseye on you, politically speaking, of course, later today. So you can count on it. And that's good, because that will further the story.
Well, then I should put up a big picture of my back end then, I think.
It's, be careful there.
it's Catherine Moy. Thank you, Ms. Moy.
Thank you.
It's